My friend, when we take a look at the beautiful passage of Romans 8, it has been said by some theologians that if all of the Bible happens to be a cathedral, that the book of Romans would be the spire on top of that particular cathedral, and there at the very top of that spire would be the beautiful cross referring to Romans, the 8th chapter. And in that Romans 8, we see verses 38 and 39, the Apostle Paul would say, I am persuaded that nothing, absolutely nothing, he's saying, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And my friend, on this Lord's Day, we could really just stop and say amen right there. I am persuaded. I hope that you're persuaded. And my friend, if you are, you know the blessed assurance that comes in being persuaded. But if not, I encourage you, please, don't let your church service today be enough. Maybe you need a couple of services. Maybe you need to get alone with the Bible today and just get filled so that you are persuaded that nothing shall be able to separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus your Lord. My friend, God's grace is immeasurable, His mercy inexhaustible, and His peace inexpressible. I want to give that to you again. God's grace is immeasurable. His mercy is inexhaustible, and His peace is inexpressible. It's the peace that passes understanding, the peace that just defies logic. I like how Julie Link puts it. She said while she was shopping in a nearby tourist town, she wandered into a small store stuffed with clothing and other items all marked with the slogan, Life is good. Sometimes we need to remind ourselves of that simple truth, my friend. See, when the work of earning a living or raising a family or maintaining health and fitness and managing relationships starts to overwhelm us, it's good to think life is good because nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. See, while we obsess over our work, God quietly does His work. He keeps the earth rotating. He keeps the planets revolving. He keeps the seasons changing without any help from us. Thank you very much. He makes the sun rise every morning, set every evening. Every night He changes the pattern of night lights in the sky. He turns out the light so we can sleep, and He turns it on again so we can see to work and play. And my friend, without lifting a finger this very morning, we got to enjoy the sunrise, and we'll get to enjoy the sunset unless He comes to take us home before sunset, or unless He takes one of us, one at a time, to be with Him where the sun never sets. My friend, every year the seasons change on schedule. We don't need to pray about it or tell God that it's time to send spring. All that He does reminds us that He's good. My friend, life, maybe right now for you, seems difficult. Maybe it's even painful. Right now at this moment, you see that it's imperfect. But still it's good, isn't it? For in all these things, nothing, absolutely nothing, can separate you from God's lavish expressions of His love. And Heavenly Father, I pray for my friend listening in this very moment that he would be reminded, that she would know with certainty that nothing, absolutely nothing, would separate them from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And I pray that we would all be very persuaded of that this day so that it brings you glory. In Jesus' name, amen.